The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Casters.
Welcome to Bears Week. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee, a locally owned Good Karma brand station.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's EFF?
F.
F. E-F-F-F-F?
Sure, add as many F's as you want.
No, she texted EFF, yep. And I didn't have my glasses on, and I'm like, she texted Elf?
F. F. B-A-T-H. Bath.
Correct.
Bath, that's a little easy. Why don't you just give it the trophy?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
F-F is just F.
What? Why put the E there then?
How do you...
What am I missing here?
F is for F. F is for the F word.
And what's the E?
That's how you spell the letter F.
I am really confused here.
Cheese.
Cheese. C H E E S E. Cheese.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Now say elephant.
Elephant.
What does elephant start with?
E.
Okay, so you're saying F. If you're spelling it out, how would you spell it?
F.
Cow. Cow. C O R. Are you going to the mall later? That's what I'm asking.
No, I am not going to the mall. Keep spelling, mister.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth.
You know I would like to blame all of our content issues on technical difficulties here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But that would be pushing responsibility where it doesn't belong. Most of our issues are just self-inflicted.
Seems right? Fair.
Right?
I don't know. You break a lot of sugar.
Not as much as Skelzo and Brust. You see they took out the good and good karma brands?
How did that happen?
I kind of like it better.
You like it just being karma brands? So we have a sign in here. That says Good Karma Brands. We've got an ESPN Milwaukee one. It's Gruber Losses, One Call, That's All. So these are the different, like, wooden signs, and then there's some plastic, like, silver, you know, letters that are on these boards that, you know, have the different brands. They were playing baseball in here yesterday.
Oh, that tracks.
Brust decided to bat left-handed, got a little loose with the swing, and took out the four... letters of good.
Were they using an actual baseball?
Yeah. Well, it's baseball bat. The bat took down the...
What kind of ball? I see you playing with some rubber
kind of that,
balls.
Yeah, that's what they use. They play baseball in between their segments, and Shawnee, who's the director of marketing here...
is not happy?
She came in here and took the bat away.
Yeah, but you... Jen,
what?
That's my bat.
I would say at least once
they
a week...
They lost my bat.
You walk in here and you break your microphone.
I don't break
your headphones
the microphone.
Don't work.
The microphone breaks.
There's ranting
There's
and
difference.
Raving.
This is like when you go back to school and you have to pick the subject of the sentence. You have to pick the, well, what was the other part? Predicate? I'm just guessing here.
F?
E-F-F. That's how I'm feeling right now. Yeah. And that's the grade I'm going to get on this grammar lesson. But no, I'm saying the stuff breaks. I don't break the stuff. There's a difference. Now, why do we bring this up? Because last night, our own Gabe Neitzel, co-host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, had some technical difficulties while calling the Bucks preseason game. Gabe, you put this in a text message to us last night just to give us an idea of what you were dealing with.
Yep.
You and Eric Name, who were calling the game on 620. I read it several times. I'm not going to lie. I was like, no, that did not happen. That doesn't seem right. How did you have to call the game last night?
Just the first quarter. They figured it out after that.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Please.
Is there a separate text chain for the three of you? That I'm out of?
No.
There isn't?
No.
You were on this text message.
I mean, Lord, in fairness, this was a game that was being played in Utah last night, so it tipped at 8 o'clock. I did not send this text message until around 9 because it was halftime.
So you might have been in bed.
Dead asleep.
Don't read it. Let Gabe tell what happened.
I know, but if I read it and don't understand it, then I move on.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Okay. You know what? Now let's do this.
Okay.
Go ahead and read the text to us, Chu. Read
the
text. Call the
first quarter of tonight's Bucks game off of someone. I have no idea what that means.
Off of someone?
Finish the rest of the text.
FaceTiming Eric. That must be a booger there that looks like a period.
Yeah, you gotta clean your screen.
I'm good. There's boogers on your phone. You keep that to yourself.
But it looks like a period. FaceTiming Eric and pointing their phone towards the court in Utah. I still have no idea what that means.
Great. Gabe is here to translate.
Okay.
So, you know when... anytime one of your kids call you, do they FaceTime you? You know what FaceTiming is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So instead of, like, holding the phone up and, you know, having their face... the person flipped their camera so it was out-facing.
And that's how you called the game?
That's how I called the first quarter yesterday.
I'm sorry. So let's just be very clear about this.
Yes.
Someone in Utah was FaceTiming Eric Name.
Correct.
Who was doing the analyst role for the radio broadcast of an NBA franchise.
Yep.
That's
okay?
Awesome.
So they're FaceTiming the court. And that's how Gabe and Eric had to call the action.
For how long?
For the first quarter. So last night's game was not televised in Milwaukee. So we had the Bucks usually on their website have a stream. Bucks.com/live. For these preseason games that aren't on TV, they have a live stream. So that's how we were going to call it. Just off of a TV broadcast we had done the previous road games. Well, there was something technically going on at the arena, so they did not have that up. So the first 4 minutes, we pretty much just BS'd. I'm updating the score. And shout out to Nick Monroe from the Bucks, who Eric had texted during the commercial break. We had the FaceTime. The issue was he was sitting baseline. So Utah's offensive possessions were a little tough because calling, you know, it's tough to read numbers and see who people are off of a phone when somebody's on the opposite baseline 94 feet away.
I can't think of anything worse than this from a job, like, disaster, from a workplace disaster. Okay, and don't throw Chernobyl at me, okay? Because I get it. That's the extreme. But I'm talking about in everyday work life. You cannot tell me that you have had something worse than that. And if you can, let me know. 800-990-3776. Because I'm racking my brain, all right? I have little travel inconveniences every once in a while. I forgot my license when I was going to Penn State a few weeks ago. Nope, scratch that. When I was going to Athens a few weeks ago, and the lady let me rent a car with the picture of my ID that I had in my phone, the picture of my license phone.
Wait, hold on.
Rewind a little bit, though. How did you get through TSA without a license?
I had my license then.
How?
No, you? I went through clear. I went through clear. Clear where they scan your eyeballs.
I'm kind of a big deal.
So you don't need your license?
Not when they scan your eyeballs.
So if I have I need my license still?
Wait,
trumps everything.
What is this James Bond level scanning your eyeballs crap that you're doing when you go to the airport?
It's clear. Clear is the best. They either take your fingerprints or they scan your eyeballs. They use your biometrics to verify your identification. So you don't need a card. They're scanning your eyeballs.
How long have you been a 00 agent?
That is weak.
Weak? It's fantastic.
For you, I have Global. Global is... the end-all, be-all of TSA clearance.
I thought it was be-all, end-all.
Apparently not.
What?
Is it be-all, end-all, or end-all, be-all?
End-all, be-all.
It's under-over. I don't...
So you're mad that
I am mad.
Why? Do you pay for Global?
Yes.
Well, I pay for
Clear. I have to go... Getting Global is a process. You have to go and interview in front of a TSA agent.
Clear is a process as well. I had to put my credit card information into the system. It was very challenging.
You didn't have to get interviewed?
No!
This is BS.
If you haven't done Clear and you travel regularly, you are missing out. You literally walk up to a machine, they scan scan your eyeballs or they scan your fingerprint and they usher you to the front of the line. They walk you right to the front of the line. I don't need my ID. So yes, I lost my license and they let me rent a car using a picture of my license because it was a recent picture of my Wisconsin ID. And also I think because I work for Disney and they looked at the account and went, yeah, we're probably okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
Why do you have a picture
so angry.
Of you?
I do.
You have a picture of your driver's license?
Of my
just
passport,
in case.
Credit card. When you go overseas, it's highly recommended.
Just
that you
in
have
case.
It. Yes.
Proof of identification. Just
Dave,
in
does
case.
This sound insane to you, too?
Well, you guys think it's insane because you don't want me driving, period.
Like,
let alone
yeah,
if I don't have a physical license on my body.
It has taken some time to get used to you
put
not
it on
losing
the, put
your
it on
license.
The poll,
like, as in the government taking it away.
Put it on the poll. How many people, I don't know how to phrase it, but who knows that Clear exists?
I'll just put it on the poll. Do you know what Clear is?
When it comes
like,
to,
did you know?
I had no idea.
Had
when it
no
comes
idea.
To air travel,
at
do you know
airport,
what Clear is?
Yeah, do you know what Clear is? Right, this has quickly become an advertisement. I am not being paid by Clear, but clearly I should be.
Is it spelled weird with like a K?
No, C-L-E-A-R.
Where's the eyeball thing?
That's another great question.
Where is it?
Is there a secret entrance
all right,
to the airport?
So you get to the line that says TSA pre and it says cattle. Okay.
It doesn't say cattle.
Oh, might as well.
So I go TSA pre. I don't see any eyeball stuff.
They're these little units. They're these little units that you just walk up to and they scan your eyes. They're little
where?
White. They're
where?
Like a at the airport.
Are they next to the?
Yes.
Then next to what? He didn't even finish his question.
Yeah, I just figured it was next to.
Are you lying?
Anyway, no. My point is I have little inconveniences that happen at work, but they don't prohibit me from doing my job. Now, Gabe and Eric Name, kudos to you for making it happen. Kudos to you for calling a game. In fact, Ashton, do we have sound from this ridiculous workplace disaster that Gabe dealt with last night?
We do. I have several highlights that we can play here from the first quarter, which is when this was happening. I think we should grade each of these calls based on knowing now what the background noise is. Here
knowing
is
that he literally was using FaceTime
yeah.
video to call the game, we are going to give him a grade. Okay, go ahead.
Skips it over, left wing, now back, thinking about a three was Connaughton, swings it over to Middleton, he'll pull the trigger on a three. Chris Middleton, a Coors Light three, his second of the quarter, and Bucks lead 23-16, 5:50 left in the first quarter.
A plus.
I
give that one a B.
But that's when the action was right next to the phone.
Correct.
I want to hear the other end of the court.
Oh, boy.
I don't. Ashton, did you pull any Utah?
Absolutely not. We don't pull. Well, here's the thing. We don't pull opposing team highlights
in
the preseason.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, exactly.
Just in the preseason. The regular season, sure. In the preseason, we don't. That one, I'm not going to lie, Gabe. I'm giving you a B on that.
Why
you,
a B?
The little pause in the beginning here.
Skips what's the course like three?
Now back, thinking about a three.
I actually appreciate the pause because it means he wanted to make sure he got it right. Given the circumstances, I mean, come on.
Well, there's two more to go.
All right. I give it an A, you give it a B.
So is every three-pointer sponsored by Coors?
Nailed it.
I love
I'm
Coors
giving
Light.
Him an A.
All right, I'm at a B right now.
Wara on the other end for the Bucks, driving. Now a little step back. 15-footer from the left elbow is good for Jordan Wara. That's what he can do offensively. And he's starting to heat up for the Bucks. They're back within five at 32-27, 38 seconds left.
That's an A-plus from me.
What was different about that one than the first one?
It sounded a little bit more confident, really got into it. No pauses, just boop, 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 got
fine.
To it.
Well,
that's
again,
an A+.
We're averaging an A- right now, so I think you're doing pretty well, Gabe, considering you're making these calls on FaceTime.
And the final first quarter highlight.
Gets a screen from Lopez, moving to his right. Gets to the top of the circle, just fires a quick three. He drilled it. Wara heats up in a hurry, and the Bucks are back within two, 32-30.
That's a good line. Heats up in a hurry. I like that. That's an A++.
You got to call him microwave. I mean, if you heat up in a hurry.
Ooh, yeah. Vinny Johnson?
See, that's the thing. Like, so many people I feel have been called the microwave over the course of basketball.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say,
is there something else that heats up in a hurry? Ooh, my dad when I was a kid.
You be?
Heating up like you be, getting ready to yell at Jen.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same. It doesn't roll off the tongue as easily. That was an A as well.
Yeah, but until we can hear the other end of the court, I really don't care.
Well,
right?
We're not going to hear the other end of the court, Shu.
What are we doing?
I didn't know we were going to start with this today.
It's fine. Listen, I think, Gabe, you guys did a fantastic job.
Well, thank
knowing
you.
Those circumstances, knowing that you were calling an NBA game, the speed of the game, just think about how quickly that stuff is happening, and you have to
it's
worry
like good
about.
Snaps.
You have to worry about, like, I'm thinking over here about the Brady Gronk commercial where he's like, Tampa Bay, baby, or whatever it was, and that's why he decides to sign with Tampa Bay. Like, what if it freezes? What if it glitches?
Does Kanaim talk?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, I mean, it's for basketball, it's tough just because, you know, it flows back and forth. Usually ball gets knocked out of bounds, something like that. That's when he'll jump in on those basketball broadcasts. But it's just kind of funny because I have been so incredibly excited. Me and Eric's last game is coming up on Friday, then the regular season starts, and you know, they've hired a full-time guy, and he's going to be taking over for the regular season. But I've been so incredibly excited for this opportunity. And now we have had a game that only has gone three quarters, and now we've had to call a quarter off of a FaceTime video. It's been a good time.
800-990-3776. If you have any workplace disasters, and I know I'm being a little hyperbolic to call it a disaster, but I can't even imagine the beads of sweat that developed on Gabe's forehead when he was told, hey man, we don't have the stream. You're going to have to watch FaceTime to call the game.
It actually was a point where I was relieved that we had the FaceTime because I was running out of Bucks questions to ask Eric after the first 4 minutes of action, and I'm asking him different Bucks questions to help fill the time because the game's going on, and I'm just in. And Middleton, you know, he's hit two shots, he's got 5 points.
Are
Bucks
you watching
15,
it on
10.
Like the game cast?
Yeah, so we had, you know, there's like an NBA stats like play by, you know, it just kind of gives you the text of what's going on in the box score. So that's what I'm looking at to see the score and time and who has what points. And I'm filling that in every once in a while between Bucks questions that I'm peppering Eric with.
Well, if you didn't think that Gabe was a professional before, I feel like this has elevated him to the top of the mountain as far as professional goes. He called an NBA game last night over FaceTime. Like, I can't even say it without smirking and laughing. It's so absurd.
Eric and I were laughing about it literally every break. We would just look at each other and giggle.
Be like, this can't be real life. Is this real life? If you've had a workplace situation similar, let us know. 800-990-3776, because you cannot convince me that anything you've had to deal with is stranger than Gabe having to call the Bucks game last night off of Nick Monroe's FaceTime as he was sitting baseline during the Bucks Jazz game. But hey, maybe you got something. Let us know. 800-990-3776.
Is every day a struggle?
Well, yesterday certainly was.
Yesterday's first quarter was. Should have called Ewald Automotive Group. But, of course, they deal with cars, not streams. If your car's not going to start, if you're worried that you're going to be late again, go to the Ewald Automotive Group. Ask around. See if you can get a lower price for service anywhere else. If you bring it to Ewald, Ewald will match it. Customers delighted after realizing how easy it is to make an online appointment. I need to make an online appointment. I'm due for an oil change. And it's so easy. It's where I go for my oil changes. Anytime I need service for my Jeep, I go to Ewald because it's easy. It's easy to make the online appointment. I'm in and out. They've got great Wi-Fi. You can get work done in their little waiting room. Again, with Ewald, it's just easy. Maybe you want to trade in that car because you can't trust it. Every new car comes with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty, and you can save money. Get overbooked value for your trade-in and get quick and easy financing with Ewald Auto. Find out everything they do online, ewaldauto.com.
Jason Wilde coming up next. We'll have to ask him if he's ever had anything even closely comparable to what Gabe dealt with last night.
Ready? Hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
I'm not sure how good they are, because on the flip side of this argument, you know, they're getting it done, and they're doing it without their two best players on defense.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you. And by Offsite Collaboration Center of Brookfield and Nina. Visit theoffsitecc.com to learn more.
Remember the lyrics from Don't Mess Around with Jim? Remember that Jim Croce song?
I remember You Don't Spit Into the Wind.
That's one of them. You don't tug on Superman's cape.
Yep.
You don't pull the mask off of that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I feel like maybe we spit into the wind this morning. Did we spit into the wind, Chew?
I don't know the song.
Yeah, you don't mess around with Jim? Sure you do. Jim Croce.
If Ashton played it, I bet you'd be, oh, yeah, I've heard this song.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to pull that up. I feel like we spit into the wind a little bit here because we were talking about the technical difficulties that Gabe was dealing with last night as he called the NBA preseason game for the Bucks and how he had to literally watch FaceTime from Nick Monroe in order to articulate to the listeners what was happening on the court because the stream was down. And now we find out
the phones are down.
All of the phones here at Radio City have gone down.
Should I FaceTime Wildy?
I think in order to get Wildy on the show, that might be the only way we do it.
All right, let's go ahead and try it. You think
Jen,
you'll
Gabe, and Chewy brought to you by FaceTime this morning? I hope so, because how else are we going to get Wildy?
Do you spit?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
When you're outside?
Yeah, I'm a runner, so I mean, I'm always.
Okay. I know you spit because you're a baseball player.
100%.
Would have been better if it said, don't pee into the wind.
Well, but that's not the lyrics of the song. The song says, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, and you don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger.
Jason looks very confused. Good morning, Jason.
Am I on the air?
Yes,
you are. So,
let's give him the backstory.
Well, so last night, Eric Name and I were calling the Bucks game. The stream was down for what the feed that we were supposed to call the game. So a Bucks employee, Nick Monroe, FaceTimed Eric Name, and we called the first quarter of the game off of his FaceTime. Well, currently our phones are down, Jason. So we decided to FaceTime you to try to get you on the show. Now, this is a little bit different because, you know, I got to get you close to a microphone so we can actually hear you.
Hey, I am thrilled to be a part of the show in whatever format that turns out to be.
Jason, this is one of the most absurd stories I've ever heard, is Gabe and Eric Name having to call an NBA game off of Nick Monroe's FaceTime because he was at the game. So he basically was just, it's kind of like when you show a relative, like probably Maddie or Sydney's soccer games, right? And you're like, there she goes. Oh, she just scored a goal. Like he was basically like showing them the action on the court. Have you ever had a workplace situation similar? Have you ever had something at work where like just things aren't working the way they're supposed to and you got to make do?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, but of course, for Gabe and Eric Name, this was like their big break, right? They're calling preseason NBA basketball games, and the first game they do, a fire alarm that ended the game early?
Yes, fire alarm went off, and they only played three quarters.
And then now you have this issue with the last, like, what a dream come true for you. I wonder if the basketball gods are telling you to stick to your day job.
I hadn't thought about that, but perhaps this is a message from the basketball gods.
Jason, I'm going to fight through, and I still got a game to do on Friday, so.
Should we try to guess what's going to happen?
Of your fight, I'm going to fight through this appearance on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy via FaceTime looking at your ceiling.
Jason,
the best way I can get you on a microphone.
Why would LaFleur say stats are for losers when it's clearly not true? It's not true.
It's a good question. The best part of all that was he had no idea that McCarthy said that to Bill Huber of Sports Illustrated, who then was the one who asked the question yesterday and got that same answer. I'll be honest, I had never heard that phrase before McCarthy used it, and then obviously LaFleur used it yesterday, but I went back and looked because I was curious, is this something that lots of coaches say? And apparently Belichick said it once upon a time. So, I don't know. Chewy, I'll be honest, I think what it really was he was irritated with the number of questions we asked about their red zone offense sucking in comparison to last year, which was great because I'm writing about that for The Athletic today. So, Stats Are for Losers was very helpful to me and how irritated he got. But because I think it illustrates how high the bar is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they scored touchdowns on 80% of their red zone trips last year. 80%. That's mostly unheard of, right?
Yeah.
And so now that they're at like, I don't know, 50% and change, the expectation is higher and they haven't delivered on it.
Is that, Jason, in part because the offensive line and Tonyan, they got to keep him in and they just can't send enough guys out on routes?
I think there's a bunch of factors, Gabe, and I think that's definitely one of them. I think that's also a factor in why Tonyan's productivity is down. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, both Rodgers and Davante Adams were asked by some incredibly seasoned, handsome, thoughtful, kind-hearted, brilliant journalist, what's wrong in the red zone? And both of them answered the same and said, we need to be more aggressive. And Davante, coming through for me, as he often does, my biggest thing about this job is I want to be able to give people a glimpse behind the curtain whenever possible, the behind the scenes. And Davante said that Matt LaFleur came up to him in the locker room at Paul Brown Stadium immediately after the game. Not to tell him, hey, great job on the 200-yard game and the career high. Not to tell him anything else. It was to ask him, what do you want me to do in the red zone so we're better? Which, you know, lots of coaches say they want input, and Matt LaFleur is not without faults. But when he says that it starts with me, and when he says that he wants input from his players, he puts his coaching style where his mouth is, and he definitely does it.
Well, Jason, I can tell you this, having watched Tonyan the last couple games, and a guy who used to have to do that playing next to Bruce Wilkerson. Now, I don't want to knock Bruce Wilkerson, but he was old at the end of his career. They're doing it totally wrong with Tonyan. He's spending too much time trying to stop the defensive end, which is affecting his route. And I don't want to disparage the tight end coach, but he's doing it wrong. He's just doing it wrong.
You sound like Randy, one of our callers on our show that Tausch called Dandy Randy, and he responded by saying, with all due respect, screw you, Tausch! I don't want to disparage the tight ends coach, but you're doing it wrong! I don't know if it's different in their offense or if he's needing to give more help. I don't like the fact that every time I think of Bruce Wilkerson, I think of the cow call story that I love so much, which you guys should tell later in the show.
It's the best story.
I'm not on FaceTime. But it is, there's no question that that has thrown off his mojo, right? I mean, as much as we all thought that was a great shot that Tonyan took on Bosa in the San Francisco game, when, as Tausch likes to say, he ear-holed him, the guy's more productive when he can come off the line of scrimmage immediately and work to get open. And he hasn't been able to do that. Maybe that changes this week. It looks like they're going to get Elgton Jenkins back. And it looks like they're going to have Josh Myers back after he missed one game. And so if that's the case, you would like to think that they will be able to protect Rodgers in a more traditional way and not have to chip and shift protections as often.
Jason, that is very good information on Jenkins and Myers. Anything on Kevin King very quickly? Do we have an update on him?
I'm sorry, my FaceTime is going in and out. Who did you ask about?
She asked about Kevin King. Any updates on Kevin King?
He did not practice yesterday. And the fact that they signed Quentin Dunbar, the second cornerback that they've added, technically the practice squad in Dunbar's case, over the last week, I would say is a pretty good indicator that they don't think Kevin King's going to be ready to go in Chicago on Sunday.
See, now what's going to happen is Jason's going to think I asked him to go pick me up Burger King or something like that, like the Tom Brady Gronk commercial. Jason, thanks for joining us this morning under less than ideal circumstances. We appreciate you and the insight that you're giving us for the Packers game this weekend. Talk to you soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
And if you are out there... If you're out there wondering why Jason Wilde sounded like Darth Vader here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, well, there's a perfectly good explanation for it, and we'll talk about that right after this.
But first, Chewy, if you make a mistake, you know, you mess up, or maybe... you know, you want to get a little Sweetest Day action. Easiest place to go, it's the Jewelry Center.
That's Saturday?
Saturday.
Are you expecting something for Sweetest Day?
No, I am not.
Good girl.
Is that because you're not home?
Did she say good girl?
He did.
He just placated me. You placating bleep. You placating F.
You know what makes my wife happy? not getting anything for Sweetest Day. Yeah. But if you are going to, you gotta go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Take it from Gabe, just got engaged, did the smart thing, went to the jewelry center to get his engagement ring. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry, like my Super Bowl ring. When it needs work, I know I'll be taking it to the jewelry center. They've got three locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts at shoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The Jewelry Center will make it happen in Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You know, we didn't do the thing where you put all the appliances on a board and say, you got $15, build your team.
We're going to create one of those graphics like you see on Instagram and Twitter. It's like, hey, there's four rows. You get $5 to spend on this. And the $1 row is just like a dustbuster.
And a toaster.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker here, bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim
Boss. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. I know this song.
You do you think every singer has just one song?
No, you asked me if I knew the song. I didn't know it from the lyrics, but now I know it.
And you don't mess around with... No, he literally just said you don't mess around with Jim.
Play that part.
That's a different song. I wish you all could have seen his face.
It
was like he was staring into the time-space continuum for a moment.
Like, you think every old singer just has one song? That's all they're allowed?
It is. This is the artist. This is the artist. Jim Croce.
He sings Leroy Brown?
Yeah, Jim Croce.
Well, then I'm half right. Right?
No. Don't even think about playing the sounder back there.
I'm not going to. Not for this.
Thank you. Why
did you think about playing it halfway through and then stopping
it?
I'll
get it out in this show today. It's a coming.
You don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, and you don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. That was the song that we just listened to.
Real quick question for you before we get to sports. Is the Lone Ranger a superhero?
No.
Why?
Wait, just because he wears a mask?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole separate discussion of what makes someone a superhero.
I am going to let you two work on this.
Wait, so is Zorro a hero?
Yes.
Superhero.
Well, what makes him super?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's a superhero.
Like, Batman is considered a superhero, and I consider the greatest.
Does Zorro wear a mask?
Wait, what is it?
Of course Zorro wears a mask.
Like, are the Three Amigos superheroes? They wear those fun costumes.
We were. We did some weird stuff.
In your own mind.
I think the Lone Ranger is a superhero.
He is not.
Is he with
classified.
Tonto or Zorro with Tonto?
No, you're right. It's Lone Ranger.
Lone
Ranger
with Tonto.
Great show.
Again, what makes you think he's
a
superhero? I want to know what your criteria is for being a superhero.
I defer to Ashton. What makes someone a superhero? I always said I have superpowers because I have deja vu, which is kind of a power.
It's not a power. We went over this like a year ago.
Well, we're not using the sounder on that.
No, not even a little bit.
Then what is he? Just a guy?
But you want to know something? I hate that I'm about to do this.
Oh,
I hate that I'm about to do this. Some of these superheroes, Iron Man, Batman, they're just normal guys with cool gadgets.
Yes.
So,
and they're rich.
Again, now
but
it comes
rich.
Back to, but doesn't that come back to the Lone Ranger a little bit?
Yeah. Like, so like, is Jeff Bezos, is he a superhero? He went to space, allegedly. He didn't go to space, though.
I don't know. Again, I don't want to do the thing where we'd have to do the thing and play the thing. But there's something to this because the superhero definition has gotten awfully watered down, hasn't it? It used to be you had to have superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's, well, you don't have to have superpowers. It could just be you have a lot of money and some cool stuff.
Yeah, but that's been around forever. It's not like Batman's new. Batman's been around forever.
So Batman is or isn't a superhero? What do we think?
Well, if we're going by costumes, then no, he's not. Neither is Iron Man.
Are we going by costumes?
Like, can Superman fly without the cape?
Yeah.
Well, then he's a superhero.
But
well,
Superman's also...
He's an alien.
Yeah, he's like, an alien. He's not of this planet.
What?
Come on, man.
You don't know this?
I thought his dad was from Borat or something. What's the...
Borat?
I don't know. What's the planet? I know he's allergic to kryptonite.
Allergic? And the planet is Krypton.
Krypton.
Well, that's the planet.
Borat.
He's allergic to it.
Like Superman's dad.
What's his name?
Wait, so are we not giving this any credence at all? Again, I think, again, we use two examples of guys who do not have superpowers, certainly not traditional superpowers, but they have a lot of money and they have technology on their side. I mean, Iron Man can only fly with a suit. Tony Stark is not out there, woohoo,
yeah,
zipping
but he's
around
super
the
smart.
Skies.
Yeah, counterpoint, he's super smart. He's also super cool and super rich. So, again, the super, that's what I'm trying to delineate.
I think he's got three super things that overcome
what
not having the
Batman?
Superpower.
What about Batman? He just has the cool gadgets.
He's also
and
super
money.
Rich.
Super rich.
And smart.
Alfred.
And super, yeah, he's
and
got
he's
Alfred.
Got, he's got super butler slash sidekick. He's got Catwoman.
Catwoman's a...
Yeah, but Batwoman. It's not the same as like the Hulk. The Hulk actually turns into
the Hulk,
a superhero.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Is Hulk a hero?
He's a good guy.
He tries his best.
He does try his best, much like you, Ash. What were we talking about before?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Before superheroes?
Should we decide to ask a question about
the Lone Ranger?
I know we were going to go somewhere. Oh, workplace disasters.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Oh. Speaking of which,
we just fell into one. We are cascading down a dark Alice in Wonderland hole here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 800-990-3776. I give the number out. I don't even know if people can call in. Can people even call in yet? We had to have Jason Wilde via FaceTime, which was apropos because last night Gabe did an NBA Bucks game. He called the game for AM 620. On FaceTime. Someone had a phone. They pointed it towards the court, and he watched the highlights on FaceTime. He watched the action on FaceTime and then delivered it to the listeners. So if you had a workplace situation that was similar or worse, because I would argue there is nothing worse than what Gabe had to deal with last night, although we are in the seventh circle of hell right now with not being able to get any of our phone calls. Jonah in Cedarburg weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. He says, in regards to workplace mess-ups, I was a customer in Waukesha and got a flat tire at the start of the day, so that's great. Keep in mind, I live in Cedarburg, so my usual 50-minute drive home took 2 hours. I had to drive home on my donut spare. I don't know if that counts, right? Everybody gets
like
a flat tire.
The only workplace disaster I could think of when I played is the fire alarm in Detroit.
Okay.
When we had a noon game, and I think the fire alarm was at like 3 in the morning. And they made us get out of the hotel.
Oh, the hotel.
There's no hiding in the closet like you used to do in college, you know? Holmgren was not happy. We still won, though.
But just out of curiosity, was Holmgren ever happy? Because I obviously didn't know Holmgren, but from your stories, it sort of feels like maybe he existed in that angry space.
He was. He was tough, but fair, and a good guy.
He was happy when he rode his motorcycle.
He was, but he had things about him that were kind of, you know.
I mean, the biggest NFL workplace disaster is when the roof collapsed up in Minnesota, right?
Or the lights go out during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, lights going out in the Super Bowl.
That's a train wreck. Have you ever had them at the mothership?
I have had my microphone go out. In fact, early this year on College Game Day, I was delivering the lead-in for a piece. And my microphone, I was too far away from basically the box. You know, there's like a home base for all your audio. And I was too far away from it, which is where I had been told to go. And so I was speaking and it was cutting in and out the whole time. And like, I knew it was happening because I can hear myself over the loud speakers that are broadcasting to the thousands of people that are there at College Game Day site. And it was like very choppy. But like at that point, what do you do? Do you cut it short and go, well, clearly it's not working. Roll the piece. I had to go through the whole thing. It's like a 15-20 second lead in. So you just have to keep talking.
Oh, I had
and
disaster.
Hope that it gets better,
and hope that somebody flips the right switch. Exactly. Shady from Port weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. He said, "I had to hand out mouthpieces and microphones for work. We ran out of them and were forced to give unwashed or unsanitized ones to people. That doesn't seem great.
What, mouthpieces or microphones?
I don't know what he does.
I need more context. I want to know what
mouthpieces.
Kind of, because when I think mouthpieces, I think
football.
Mouth guard.
Yes.
And it I ain't giving my mouth guard to anybody.
Selecting orders in a grocery warehouse during COVID. So maybe you're like picking orders, you're like putting together orders like on Amazon or something like that.
Like a mouthpiece.
And well, if you have microphones to talk to each other, like sure. In a warehouse or something like that. I still say Gabe's is worse. Gabe's is still worse. Gabe is calling an NBA game while somebody holds a phone up to the court and he watches the action on FaceTime. That's why I had to give him an A+. Had to give him an A+ for all the highlights. He could have said gibberish, and I would have been like, good job, Gabe. Good job, good effort, man. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. More of the show coming up right after this. But before we do that, have you stressed out about a home renovation loan? Are you wondering, hey, we really want to get this done, but we're just not sure we have the, you know, time and energy to devote to getting a home renovation loan? Because the folks over at Great Midwest Bank want to put your mind at ease. That means you can focus on all the important stuff, like picking out your appliances or your backsplash tiles, and they will worry about the money. Why move when you can renovate the space you're already in? Great Midwest Bank offers a ton of flexible loan options that'll help you get closer to your dream home without leaving the neighborhood that you already love. So, reimagine your current home with a home renovation loan from Great Midwest Bank. Whether you're thinking about updating or upgrading, Great Midwest Bank, with their flexible options, will get you from a frustrating house to the home of your dreams. You know that's who we used when we did our construction loan. They're also the folks that have our mortgage. I cannot say enough good things about my friends over at Great Midwest Bank. They're your and my Simply Local Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times.
I know.
Do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But
there was
I don't.
Incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electricity, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
And it's Bear. Slowly walking up into the front court with Chris Middleton. Gets a screen, moving to his right. Bounces for Mamu, and he turned it over. Bogdanovich has it. And he's going to push forward for the Jazz. Into the right corner. Little's thinking about a step back three. Now trying to drive right baseline. Clarkson looks like he lost it. It is going to be a turnover against Utah. Middleton has it, and he's going to be fouled, looks like, in the backcourt.
A couple of things. First of all, this is Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Good tune, right?
Yeah, love
Croce
it.
Croce has a great voice.
Oh, he does.
Leroy Brown. See, now, Gabe, you get an A for that.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it was from 90 feet away.
Yeah. No, that's
90
that's,
feet in 9 states.
That's legit. But he handled adversity real well. We talked about
all
the
panic.
Time handling adversity
in
a football game, and you nailed it.
Can we real talk for a minute? Tell us about the panic. Tell us about the moments before you knew how you were going to handle this.
So,
I mean,
again, when you go from not having any feed for the first 4 minutes of a quarter and you're just having a Bucks conversation, and I'm in my mind, I'm going, okay, how are we actually going to do this if we don't get a feed? Because there was some sort of technical issue, so we weren't getting a feed to call the game from Utah. There was some panic because I'm like, man, I don't know how many more Bucks questions I have to ask Eric Name. I don't know how we're going to continue to do this. Are we just going to go down like player by player and break down their spot on the roster, how safe they are, if they might get cut, do all this? And then we got a feed. Granted, it was not a very good feed. It was off of somebody's iPhone sitting baseline. But once I had a feed, like, okay, we've got something to work with. So, yes, there was definitely panic during the first commercial break. But then once we got a feed, like, it seemed awesome. Because we had something.
Because you had such low expectations.
Correct.
Can you imagine vamping for an entire NBA game? Just
like,
vamping?
Like basketball has to be the toughest because the action is so fast.
I think so.
Like baseball, you can just like...
But baseball's hard in its own way because you have to be able to weave a story through the action.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of downtime?
I think basketball's the easiest.
Because it's constant motion?
Because it's just constant motion. There isn't... I mean, baseball's tough because you got to fill a lot of time.
I appreciate your take on that.
Yeah.
Going forward, you should tell people that it's the hardest. This goes back to a story, a guy I used to talk to in the White Sox clubhouse, and he'd ask me every day, how's it going? How's the gig? I said, gig is great. He goes, no, You tell everyone you meet it's the hardest damn job you've ever had in your life, but somehow you're making it through. I said, why? He said, because when you kill it, when you do such a good job, people will be like, she said it's really hard. She said it's a really hard job, but she is doing excellent at it. And he said it will increase your value. I thought that was good advice. That's what I tell everybody about this job here. It's the hardest job I've ever done in my life. Somehow I'm making it through. Just barely. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Get us your stories of your workplace disasters in honor of Gabe last night being the MVP of the network, calling a Bucks game over FaceTime. And that was for the rest of the game? No, the feed eventually came up.
Yes, we got the feed. Second through third quarter, it was like we had called previous road games, but for the last 8 minutes of the first quarter, we were calling it off of FaceTime.
Andrew in Shorewood weighing in saying, I'm an appliance retail manager. We had a drunk driver crash into our transformer midday at work. We had to sell appliances without any power for 6 hours. No lights, no internet, no computer, so we had to write sales or take payment on paper.
Just had a yard sale.
It's kind of like an IOU. Like, you good for it? You good for it? Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It's like the old airlines.
Yes.
Remember they used to have to write out the tickets? Remember you used to get them in the mail?
I have had it happen where the computer has gone down where I've been at the airport, and they are manually writing out tickets and seat numbers and handing them to people as they walk in. Real weird.
How old are you guys? Were you on the first flight ever?
I mean, unbelievable.
Do you know the Wright brothers?
Yes. They're on our
Christmas
card list.
No, you used to get your ticket in the mail.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did. I don't believe that for a second.
How else would you get it before the internet, Ash?
At the counter?
At the counter. They would print it out for you.
No,
that's their job.
They would send it to you in the mail.
What if you bought a flight like last second?
Well, then you got to get it at the airport.
Then you got to get it at the counter.
What if your ticket got lost in the mail?
Exactly. Are you going to trust the USPS? No.
What do you think,
offense?
I'm lying here?
I bet, though, in the mail. You know what, Chewy? To your point, I bet that the airlines have a lot of stories like this. I bet if we had a flight attendant or somebody who works at an airport, they could give us years and years of, well, one time the conveyor belt went down and we had to walk all of the luggage from the desk area out to the plane. I mean, there's definitely stories like that at the airport.
I mean, it seems like there was no rules in flying back in the day. Right? Like, what if your airline tickets ended up in somebody else's mailbox? They went to the wrong house. And they just decide, you know what? Sounds like a great vacation.
Yes, I am Stan and Jeannie Smith, and we're going to Bermuda.
I don't even know if you had to show a license.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
there was no TSA.
Well,
there were metal detectors, but there was no.
I mean, there
take
were
your shoes off and
ashtrays
stuff like that.
On airlines.
Yeah.
There were ashtrays on the planes. We weren't really thinking with our whole brain back then, were we?
No, not so much. We just wish they'd make those damn bathrooms a little bit bigger.
I try to think about you going to the bathroom in a plane,
God,
and it reminds me of the Tommy Boy scene when Tommy Boy's trying to change. In the little bathroom.
Hey, if I spray the seat, it ain't my fault. I can tell you that much.
What do you mean, if? There's zero chance you're not spraying the seat, buddy.
Well, I ain't wiping it down. I don't work there.
Speaking of tickets, the place to buy your game and concert tickets locally, it's owned and operated. It is the Ticket King, Wisconsin's largest, most trusted ticket broker. Ticket King has access to the big games and concerts you want to see. Packers playing great. Go up to Lambeau. Catch them. The Bucks, they're running it back. Their season starts next week. Get your tickets at theticketking.com. It's not sold out. To the King is sold out. Theticketking.com.
Are stats for losers? We'll ask Ashton. He would know.